Shir Lamed Bezen Bava Basra, Yudalat Kislev Heitav Shin Mem, December 4th, 1979, on Tuesday.
Of Shtei It's altogether different from the Pshat of all the Rishayim. He says that the Machlekes between Ravune and Rav Chisde has reference to the case where the level of the Tachte is 8 Dalet Amis lower than the level of Deli. So in Mele, in such a case, where the and in other words, the Ramah agrees with the Shittas of Hashemi, that he agrees with the Shittas of Hashemi, with the Shitta of Ramnatan, not the Shitta of the Ri. Because the Shitta of the Ri is that even if it's Aladamis, but on account of the fact that when the alien sends, the Tachtin can see him, so Mele, the Tachtin is considered a Mazik of Ezekri. So the Ramah agrees with the Shitta of Ramnatan. The Shitta of Ramnatan means that when is the Tachtin considered a Mazik of Ezekri, that is only if the upper level is less than Dalet Amos above the lower level. But if the upper level is Dalet Amos above the lower level, so then the Tachtin is not considered a Mazik. He's not considered a Mazik. If he's not considered a Mazik, so the Mele Delia to build. So both Ravun and Rav Chisde, they agree that in such a case, the Elie has to build the Mechitze, some from his level, he builds the Mechitze, until the Elie is not able to look at the Tach. So why is there a Mechlekes? So he says as follows, if the Kal of the Elie is sturdy firm, and it can support a Ketzel, that it wouldn't collapse, In due course, so then both Ravune and Rav Chisde will agree that in this case the Elyon is mechuyev to build a keitzel and the Tachtin is potter. And Ravune and Rav Chisde have reference to a case where the level of the Elyon is Dalet Amos or more higher than the level of the Tachtin. But Ravune and Rav Chisde have reference to a case where the offer of the Elyon is weak, not firm. So he can put up a mechitze, but then that mechitze is likely to fall down in a few months. So according to Rabune, the Elyon says to the Tachtei, you're not mechuyev to build a mechitze, you're not a mazik, I'm a mazik, it's true. But I can only do it. An unstable wall on my karaka, because my karaka is weak. It might fall down. I'm ready. Every time it falls down, I'll do it again. But if you're not happy with such a setup, because a considerable time might elapse between the collapse of one keisel and a new keisel build, so then I'm only willing to start building from the bottom, if you will pay all the expenses. So in other words, in order to start building from the bottom, you have to be maktia from the offer of that hill. So you will be maktia, and then you will pay for all the expenses involved in that portion of the keitzel from here to here. You don't want? So then I will build on top of my karka. You don't like it either, it's just too bad. So if you want me to build a stable keitzel, a keitzel that collapses every 2 months or every month, so then you have to cooperate with me, and you have to pay for all the expenses involved in the portion of the keitzel from here to here, which will serve as a foundation for the keitzel that I am really mechuyev. I'm really mechuyev to build the keitzel, to start building the keitzel from here. But I can't build a very stable keitzel from here. So you want a stable keitzel. If you don't want, fine, so start building from here, then you don't have to pay a penny. But if you insist upon a stable gate cell, so you have to supply the foundation. How will you supply the foundation? By being Makziah from the hill, and then build, and you will pay all the expenses involved in building the portion of the gate cell from here to here. This is what Kabbalah says. And Rafizde says, in view of the fact that the Elgin is a Mazik, and so he is Mechuye to build the stable case cell. That's his field, not to build a case cell that will collapse every 2 months. So he is Mechuye, it's his responsibility to protect the Tachton against the Kriyeh by building the best kind of case cell. The case cell is stable case cell. So the Mele, they both share in the expenses of the port involved in the portion of the case cell from the lower level to the upper. It's a very strange shot. It must be a thing as a mile in the zoo. Now, you know, I'm being the connect in there. If somebody wants to learn Aramaic, he should go over every piece of Ramah in Bulabaspe. So learn Aramaic. He's the only Rishon I mean who uses a pure ink. Alright. It must take a tear as a mile in the zoo. Now, you know, I'm a tacky in the connect in there. The Rafi's number any is a year of Madeline. Hoshweitzer in the soup me. אלו בשיקרקו אל יהיה לגופי המתחתי ועל המס וישתקר ואל ימזיקו אל יתחת ולמוצו לצטו אל בני ולא יבחוץ ויתחתי ולמזיקו אל יהיה על כל חי ולמוצו לצטו אל בני וחוץ אל יהיה נראו איזה רמה הגויש לסרב לתח the best that תחתי can see, can look at Eli, the alien stands, doesn't make him a mazik. So, who tells the alien to stand? Let him sit there. Let him sit there. If he wants to do something private, let him do it in a sitting position, not in a standing position. Ki ibn al-Mayna, ul-Fudu al-Kamah, vi de habe karka eli in sawa l-Chayi today, she'er shalim is al-Gabo, ve'n tzorich l-Hamik es yisayi shal kesel b-Karka, if the karka of the eli is firm and sturdy, it can hold, it can support the kesel, that will stand there for many years, kul alba l-Fidu l-Tzorich tachar yiv ne-Limidim, אלא אל יבין על סבס הקרקע, על סבס קרקע חצירי, ואילה דר באמץ, נהזה כפי גירו, ולמזיק לארק אסץ, אל הוכן מי עסקינון, ביופר וביסלע הבו ביודאי, ויבונה עלי נוף, הילקח צורך ומבנה נחנגת קרקע חצירי של תחת, ולעמוק אלי פורטה בקרקע, כהיר הדנק, ורבונה ורפיזה בהופ פליגה, רבונה סובה, נעיד על המזיק לארק אסץ מי, ולסלו כהזה כפי, לסלוח לחיוב אל אליה, אלו בקרקע הצעירי לדר באמץ, וישיעור את איזה קריאה בי משתלי. אבל מבנה למטה מקרקע הצעירי ומשתלי באיזה קריאה כלל, the purpose of this portion is only to supply, to set up a foundation for the case of the case of Khoyev. Then it is only Khoyev to build the case of family. But he has to have a foundation. So mainly that's the purpose of the portion of the case of from the lower level to the upper level. So mainly since the purpose of that portion is only that it should serve as a foundation. So the Eliyah, from Rabbuna, says to the Tachton, that's your problem. You accommodate me with the expenses involved in building the foundation. I'll supply the expenses involved in building the keso that I'm going to build. אבל אם נלמד את המקרק חצינו משתלו מאיזה קריאה כלל, ומחייבים עלי, אבל גם לכל יפין אלה לא יתחנו, וישתקע בכל המיוסר לסלוקי איזה קריאו, ולמדת לארכס עצמי, מכל מוקים מוצא לי למימה, נעית ולמדת לארכס עצמי, אבל אם נלמד לא יתחתם כיסו בשוסי, אנו ידידיו, ולמחייבים עלי, אם נלמד לא יתחתם כיסו בשוסי, אלה תחתם, אלה תחתם, אם ניחה לגלב כיסו בוני, בוני נכנגת, קרק חצירי ואילה אדמותי כנגד קרק חצירי של אליה ואליה בין נכנגד קרק חצירי על גבי דיוני של תחתי לדר באמץ ואילוי מוצא אליה למימה הרי מבין נכנגד על סבס קרק חצירי ואילה ונופל הדרמי ופוני אלו כמה זה דרכי זה סובה כי אם כל מוקי מחי ואליה למיד נקיסו לסלוק איזה קריר ידי מתחתי ויסעגי לו להי לו יסעי ונבק איסו בוני ישתקר דחי לחיו ודבין תחתי נם לשאי לגבי ולמיקת הרלי, אז בוא נקייסו בו, ובדינו, דיו על ההבלו את הפוס, אתם, כמו שנבאי זה, מונש. So we understand the swore. I mean, the swore of Rabunei is very sound, in this svore, or Rav Chisdi is very sound. But one point is difficult in the svore of Rav Chisdi. Monavshah. Rav Yudeh holds that since the purpose of the lower portion of the case is only that it should serve as a foundation, so that's not the responsibility of the Eved. So the Tachton has to supply all the expenses involved in setting up a foundation. And what does Rav Chisdi say? Rav Chisdi says, no, since you cannot have, he cannot build a stable kingdom here without a foundation here, so mainly the building of the foundation is also his responsibility. If so, so let Rav Chisdi say that the Eved is mechuyev to pay for all the expenses. Not only for all the expenses involved in the portion of the kesef from this level, but even he should supply exclusively all the expenses involved in building this portion. Because Rav Chisdi holds that since he's mechuyev to build the kesef, and the kesef, in order to be a stable kesef, must have a foundation. And so let him pay for the whole foundation. Why share? So he says in economic. Rav Chisdi would say that the Elie is mechuyev to pay exclusively for all the expenses involved in this portion, which is the basic obligation, and for all the expenses involved in building this portion, which is also indispensable for the construction of his stable case over here. So it's considered his responsibility. But, since the Tachte will have anoy, will divide the benefit from this portion of the Kesel, will be able to support, to be mishtamish in the portion of the Kesel that will be on his chotzer. So mele, that will be a shvach on his chotzer. It will be a benefit that will put to the Tachte. So he has to share. So in other words, this portion from here to here is really an improvement on the upper level chotzer, and it's an improvement, it's a benefit, and for the lower level chotzer. So the mele, he has to share the expenses involved in the building of the lower portion of the kesel on the basis of nene and shvach. This is out. I didn't look up this time, some time ago, but so I looked it up. But this time I had no opportunity to look up the Ritvam Bolobasre. But my impression is that the Ritvam Bolobasre agrees with the Ramas Pshat. But that's a new Pshat, contrary to the Pshat of all the Mishim. Alright, now there is something else on this Gemara, in the Rosh, that exceeds. The Ksais considers it as difficult, and the Ksais says that the Ramban is failed. Now turn to the Rosh. Now, Itma, we went over the whole paragraph in the Rosh, except the last portion. Let's start. But let's start from the beginning. Itma, shtei chatzer zu mayo mizu amar, abu netach bin chnek veyo, ve'eli bin chnek veyo, ve'rab chiz do amar eli misan veyo mato vey, kshin yisei din binyin, ve'ile eli yilach nisak yisalei, kedik fiyosei al dambin atach, ir moshiv lekola keisel, al chelk, vizei nereit, hil kachzor chnisayes atachtei, umakciya of chatzer, the Rosh Hittis, that he has to be makciya, umakciya of chatzer, kishiyo chutziya of hakeis, ובין הקיס על הכל איש על שניהם, עד שהקיס הוא גביר דל דמס, למייל הוא מחוצר על יינו, ואף על פי שתח במוחה ומל יינו, צורך התח לא יסייע על אל יין בכל הבין, אף על פי שיוח נסתקר בכל חוצר אל יין, מקום מוקי, כשאני דס לייק דרישי, נת לייק המתם שדר המה אגניס, הוא דרישי, but דרמה אגניס ודרמתם שדר, but the Rosh agrees with the Rishi. Aber bis ich noch gesagt habe, vor der Elie, wie kommen wir auf die Geschelle, wie ich das Katzen und mich stammisch, oder ja, Tag, ואפילו חייב עם שקל שחייה, כי במיוד נמיש שרבי, כי כאן מין החודרי, כי לא יבוא מקום עצמו, ידעתי כאן מין הליוח, וכי כל הארץ כאן, הזה ככה, שאתה ראי, איסי בשור שם ירימי, דיבלה בוחד נמיש שרבי חודרי, לצורך אני מזו ירד, תהיו כך צורך התחת, זה ילה אלדין, על השלום מסעב העמס, ומרוך התחלינו, כדי שהוא יוכל להסתעק על מקוואל. Now he starts discussing another case. V'chei imchatzei re'limai lo megagi sholchavei re'i. So if the level of the chotzer is higher, ten digak, so ein balachotzer zokot imchitzei daledam. Then as a kriye, mechotzer legar. Why? Because, as the Gemara said, that base on the base. Because chotzer clearly tashmish. The balachotzer has certain hours when he has to be mishtamish. It's not in his discretion to change it. So he has certain hours. Mashing the balagak. He only goes after the gak for leisure. So it, at his whim, he can decide when he'll be mishtamish in the gak. So mele, the balachotzer is not considered a mazik of the kriye towards the balagak. But the balagak is considered a mazik towards the balachotzer. Then the kriye and the chotzer legak. אבל זוכוק למחיצת, אבל זוכוק למחיצת עשור. But, because of Nicholas of Tiganet, that the Balachotzer is מחויב to build. The Balachotzer, who is the upper level, who is the occupant of the upper level. Wow. שלא ידיד לבקר, אבל בלגעת, צורות מניצר שולי, מחיצת בבי הדלת, למי לא מקקו איס החוצר, שלא ירבו כשאים אין משרד חצר. The Balagag is in Mazik of Ezekriya. So the Balagag is in Mechuyev in building a Keisel that is our Damestor. That the Balachotzer is in Mechuyev, the upper level, the Balachotzer is in Mechuyev to build the Keisel of Ten Tvokhi. Oh, Vim Hagag Nomuch Nachotzer Asor Tvokhi. Suppose the Gag is Ten Tvokhi lower than the level of the Chotzer, then, so the Balachotzer is not mechuyev in anything, because as far as Nidus of Kiganet, he is protected against the possibility of trespassing with impunity, because there is, in the level itself, there is a difference in ten form. In Balachotzer is highly regarded in the group, Abel in Agat, Nomuch Nachotzer Asoro. But suppose that the God is lower than the level of the Chotzer, let's say sixth one. Not tenth one. Av nagag no brachot ha-soro, acha she-yidne, balagak, ad ki-neged kako osi shol ha-chotzer. Now, so the balagak, so once the balagak is mechuyev, let's say, between, now, this is the gag, and this is the Chotzer. The floor is the gag, the level of the gag. And this, the table, is the level of the chotzer. And suppose between the level of the gag and the level of the chotzer, there is six tvochim. So he says, "Avo nagag no chotzer, so achashim balaga kineged kakosi shel chotzer." So the moment that the balagak, the balagak, reaches the level of the chotzer here, os neisim balachotzer balagak, kmo shel yitzorich, latis mechitzeyut, shel yitzres kigan, kidei, imo yagak, nomuch nachotzer vof tvochim, nimtso shal shnei mutel, leheisi balisi abinyen dalet tvochim, shel yitzvosim ze al ze kigan, hilkach nis balachotzer yitzor shnei tvochim balagak. Now we pass it like Rav Chisde. What does Rav Chisde say? Elie Yisameya no mato ubeine. So the Elie has to participate, has to share in the expenses of the mechitze that the Tachte builds. So Memele, according to that, so it follows that the Balachotzer is only mechuyev to build a mechitze of ten tvor. The Balachotzer is only mechuyev to build a mechitze of ten tvor in order to prevent nidves olof nidan. Now, if between this level and this level is six tvor, so then this is more, it's four tvorim more. So in other words, So in other words, when the Balachotia reaches this, the Balagag is mechuyev to build the Mechitza of Daladah. But the moment the Mechitza reaches this level, so how much more is necessary to complete the Mechitza of Yud? To complete the Mechitza of Yud, that they are both mechuyev. Because Yesh Mechal Mosai Mone, the Balagag is mechuyev to build Daladamis Keitza. So, 10 Tvachim is less than Daladamis. And the Balachotzer is mechuyev to build 10 Tvachim. So Memele, the Rosh should say that until this, until the Keitzel, which starts here, reaches this point, so then, in the expenses involved in building this Porsche from here to here, they should both share in the expenses. Let's say that this portion from here to here is $100. So then the Balachotza should pay $50 and the Balagag should pay $50. And then you have the additional to complete the Daladames, then the Balagag will supply all the expenses. That's what the Rosh says. That's what the Rosh should say. It seems since we pass like Rav Chisde says in the case of Shtei Chatzekel Tzul Ma'al Bezu, Eli Misameya Umato. But the Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh says that the Bala Chotzea is only mechuyev to share in the expenses of the portion of the Keitzel of 4 Trochim. From here to here. But the Balachotzer, the Elie, is not mechuyev to be Misayir Amulmato. Why not? We pass like Rav Chisde. If we pass like Rav Huna, fine. So then, the Pesach of the Rosh would make sense. But we pass like Rav Chisde. So in the case of Shtei Chatzeir Eitzum Emailo Mizu, so we say that the Elie has to participate in the expenses. In the expenses involved in the Mechitze, that the Tachte builds. Even though he's only mechuyev to build the keitzel from his level, the Baal Elie. The answer is, as all the Shem point out, even Yisodim Binyan. Same Yisodim Binyan. So the Mele here too, in Yisodim Binyan. So the Rosh should say that all the expenses involved in building the keitzel from here to here should be shared by the Gag and by the Bala Gag, the lower level occupant, and the Bala Chotzer, the upper level occupant. Why did he say that you only have to share the expenses of this and this, of this portion from here to here? That's the Xeis Kasha against the Rosh. Now, look. Abu in the Gag Mamuch Nachotzer Asot. אחר שהיד נבל הגג, עד כנגד כעקורס של החוצר, אוזניסים על החוצר והגג, כמו שצורך ועס צמחי ציוד, של ימית וסגיגג, כנימו יגג נומך מן החוצר ועוד תוכן, נמצא שעל שני ימות על היסי, על היסי אבין ינדל את תוכן, של ימית פוסי, זה על זה גיגג, כאילו כחניסים על החוצר, ריצוע שני תוכן בעל הגג, או מתי תוכן, half of the four תוכן לחיצה. Why it should be five תוכן, the worth of the five תוכן לחיצה. Half of the sixth, of the tenth Tvachim, because Elim is Aneyam Umato. So that's the kasha of the Ktseis. Against the Rosh. And then the Ktseis says that the Ramban in the Kiddushim is Chilek. And the Rosh, that according to the Ramban, so the Chotzer, the Baal Chotzer, will have to share in the expenses of the whole portion of the Kiddushim. From here to here, not just in the expenses involved from here to here, but from here to here. Now, Simen Kuf Samach, Siv Beit, Shukhanot. Vim Agag Nobuch Me'achotzea, Yeshem Vim Shener, Yenzok Vim Tachten Kla. Vyeshem Vim Dam Yile, Kishachotzea Gavei Am Agag Yutvot. According to the Gros, Psha, the Sma, explain it differently. But according to the Gros, it's not two separate Yeshems. But the first Yeshem Vim has reference to the case where there is a difference in the level. In the level. Of the Chotzer and the Gamak of Tenfoch. So in Zokotachim Klav. And the second Yeshemri has reference to the case where the difference in the level is less than Tenfoch, let's say 6 Tvoch. The Yeshemri, the Hamemile, Kisha Chotzer Gavea Ma'agag, Yutvoch. Avolim with Gavea Ma'agag, Poches Yutvochim, Beine Balagag at Kaka Chotzer. The Rein Kamo Chotzer Adayim, the Adayim Lahashim Negeva Yut. So in other words, if 4 more Tvochim, Keso is necessary to be mahashim to give a yud. V'yitelei balachotzer achotzin ize. So the mechaba paskins like the rosh. So that's the ktsei kashim. And then the ktsei says, omnom idivre ramban. Omnom idivre ramban nire disvirlei digam bimchitzas asoro misayei amumat. That the balachotzer has to share in the expenses of the whole portion of the kesel from here to here, not just from here to here. I mean, that seems to be a double portion. That's the Ramban sheet. Why? Shekosa rish perikam el yashit the way tik shehot le maise raya le kriyesh meyetek Ramban esikash the atu vishin is in the gemore that base as to whether it's kriyesh meyetek as to whether the first portion says that it's a kriyeh shmeyet. The second portion says, "My mechitze plukte," that it's a kriyeh shmeyet. But the first portion says, "My mechitze gude," and that it's kriyeh is loy shmeyet. Why doesn't the Gemara mention a raya from the braisa here that has a kriyeh is shmeyet? Because the braisa says, "Tanya kavosi rav chizde, shtei chatzir ezu lemayon mezu, lo yeim aroheli." הרי מבין המחמק דברי, אלו מסייע מלמטו ובין. אלו מסייע מלמטו ובין. So it's a riot. So he said, אומנם דברי המבן, נראה לסביר להם, ניקם חיפה עשור מסייע מלמט, אין שוב, שכוס הפריש פריקם על יש, לא יתיק שעוד בו עם מייס הרייל, וקרי שמיית, מהי משני חצי רזו ומהי רזו, ותראה, משום דהב ומיקה לו, ממחיץ את העשור, וכי מניתו נשום, אלו מסייע לי המלמט ובינה, אם כן מוכח, וגם ממחיץ את העשור, מסייע המלמט. תרמפן says, that the reason is why the Gemara does men שני ראי, to the Midrash, that it is clear שמיה, and again the Rosh, and it is clear שמיה. From this price, this is a price that is like a priest there, it says, "Shtei chatzir ezu lemaylo mizu, lo yei naro eli, harei mibeyi mechilek diveyle, elo misaniya melmato ubeyne," is because we could apply the price not to a mechitze of ezekriye, but to a mechitze of and here the price says misayim umato ubeine. So we see that in regard to a mechitze of misipes, in regard to the mechitze of misipes, we also say misayim umato ubeine, not like Rosh. Now we have to understand the sheet of Rosh. Apart from, we have to understand the sheet of the Rosh. Why? All right, he says the Ramban is telling of Rosh. All right, But what is the sheet of the Rosh? It's not, first of all, some say it's not a raya that Ramban is chilek on the Rosh, because the Ramban asks, how is it that the Gemara doesn't mention a raya against the first Rosh from this price? So he says, this vice we could apply, we could say, the Kriya Loishme. So why are they both Mechuye? By Shtei Chatzera is the building Mechitze? It's a Mechitze of Mishikas. So Mele, in other words, if we were to ask Kikash against the Gemara, so we could say that Ligabi Mishikas, we also say Mishameyel Matubay. But since we passed like the Loshin that has a Kriya Shmeyatik, so then there is no Kasha from this Vice. So Mele, the Rosh is able to say that Ligabi Mishikas, We do not say any misalmiyam matur bein. Only regarding the case of a kriya. But we have to understand what's the svore of the Rosh. Why shouldn't we say any misalmiyam matur bein? So apparently, he holds that in the case that what's the pshat in Rosh? After all, it seems to be common sense that since we passed like Rav Chisdeh, so the Mele, even though the Balachotzer, the Elie, is not mechuyev to build a mechitze of Dalet Ames, but he is mechuyev to build a mechitze of Ten Tvochim. So yesh b'chol mosai moneh. So in this relative to the first Ten Tvochim portion of the Kesel that the Balagag builds, so they should both share. Because of the Aloha Velim Samayal Matubene. Why does he say only in the four Tvochim portion they have to share? So, what is the time of Rav Chisdeh Elim Samayal Matubene? Why should he participate in the expenses of the portion of the Kesel that is built before his level? After all, he is only Mechuyev to start building from his level. Why should he accommodate the tach? That's not his responsibility. Let the tachti fulfill his responsibility. Why should the alien accommodate the tach? So the answer is, as all Gishen explained, because even he says in me. So in other words, the alien cannot start building from him. He has to start building from a solid foundation. So Mimele, since he is mechuyev to start building from here, if it had been possible for the area to build, start building Ba'avi or Inachanam, as a matter of fact, one of the Rishayim, I don't remember who said it, but one of the Rishayim said that if it's possible, in the case of Shtei Chatzeres, if it's possible for the area, let's say he's a good engineer, a good architect, and he can just put, I mean, why shouldn't it be possible? He only has to be a good architect. If it's possible just to put certain pillars at the corners, and then to build the Kesel, start building the Kesel over here. So the question is, how will it support? But if you put pillars here and here, so then it doesn't have to be Misayim Yamabato. When one of the Rishayim says, I don't remember who. So when does Rav Chisdeh say Elie Misameyam Umatu Beine, where he's not able to start building a very stable wall right here? So then it's Elie Misameyam Umatu. So the only reason is why the Elie is Nechuyev Misameyam Umatu is because of the principle of Imen Yisei Dein Binyan. So, as I said last time, the whole aloche of Elie Misayimil Matu Beine, even though Imen Yisei Dein Binyan is only shayach if there is a joint obligation. If the building of the Kesel is grounded in the joint obligation of the two Shechem to build one Kesel. But if there is no joint obligation of building one Kesel, if let's say one Balachotzer has an individual obligation to build his Kesel, and the other Balachotzer has an individual obligation of building his Kesel, but in order, you know, in order to save the money, so Mimele, they integrate the two obligations and they build one Kesel. But theoretically, it's each one is mechuyev to build individually a Kesel. It's not a joint obligation. incumbent on the two of them to build one cave cell, then perhaps, I mean, it's not mucha. Then we could say that there is no aloha of Yisaydin Binyan. When is the aloha of Yisaydin Binyan? If the Baal, the Baal Chotzer Eli and the Baal Chotzer Hatachte are obligated, have a joint obligation of building one kesa. So the minute we say Yisaydin Binyan, but if the Baal Chotzer Eli has his individual obligation of building the kesa, that will protect the Elgin from the Tachlis as a tree. And the Elgin has his individual obligation of building a Kesel that will protect the Tachlis from the Elgin as a tree. But it's more economical that they should build one Kesel rather than duplicate expenses. So we could say there is no halacha of a Yisaydin Binyan. So then, maybe the Tachte, you could say to the Eli, you could say to the Tachte, I am only mechuyev to build the Kesel from here. I am only mechuyev to build the Kesel from here. And you are mechuyev to build the Kesel from the lower level. So you start building, that's your obligation. That's your obligation. And then when you finish your Kesel up to the Adamis, then I'll take advantage of you, of the top of your Kesel will serve as a foundation and I'll extend the Kesel. Why? You don't like it. Why? Because that will mean more expenses for the Tachlis. It's your problem. I don't have to solve your problems. But, I mean, it's not muchach, but we certainly could argue that way. But the reason is why, the Rosh holds, that the reason is why the Elyon cannot say to the Tachlis, you build your Kesel that you are mechuyev. I am not mechuyev to participate, to share in your expenses. And the moment you finish, you fulfill your obligation, then I'll take advantage of it. So why do I take advantage? There's nothing wrong in taking advantage. After all, I don't tell you to do something that you're not mechuyev. You are mechuyev. But the only reason is why the Elyon cannot say that to the Tachlis in the Kodesh Rosh is because there is a joint obligation incumbent upon the two Shechinim to build one Kesel. So maybe we cannot say, you build your Kesel, and then I'll take advantage. No, it's not your obligation, my obligation, it's one obligation. So that's why you tell me something about it. So as I mentioned the day before yesterday, that from the point of view of as it creates, so as it appears, from the Ramban and the Chameis in the sugya of Amakiv Shavirim Shomish Vechetzo. So each one has an individual obligation to build a case. And the reason is why the share is because of Hafuka Matarat Alomali. It's like one person, Ruben owes Shimon $1,000 and Shimon owes Ruben $500. So we don't say business to the gave $1,000 from this one and $500 from this one. Hafuka Matarat Alomali, why work so hard? So here too. But that's from the point of view of Ezekiel. But from the point of view of a common benefit or Makir Eschalke, then it's a joint obligation. So the reason, so according to the Rosh, I mean it's not Mucha, but we certainly can say that. So that's the Rosh. So the Rosh is that the reason is why Rav Chisda says, El Yisame Yamu Matu Beine, El Yisame Yamu Matu Beine, is because there is a so that's because there is a joint obligation because of Makir Eschalki. So Mimele, so it's one, they are both mechuyev to build one Kesel of Ezekiel. Not each one is mechuyev to build a Kesel. And the most convenient way is to build one. No, but they are basically, they are mechuyev from the point of view of Makir Eschalki, or common benefit. So they are mechuyev to build one Kesel. So the Mele, since they are mechuyev to build one Kesel, and then you say the billion, so the Mele Tachlis can say, you have to share in all the expenses. You are mechuyev. You can tell me, I have to build after you. The Tachlis says to Elie, you and me cannot tell me that I have to build after here. And then you'll start taking advantage. Because after all, The same case of the time mechuyev to build, you are mechuyev to build, and you cannot do it any other way. Even you say the minyan, so you have to share your expenses. Share expenses. Now, in the case where the enemy, where the God is the target, and the level of the tachtein of the God is 6 tefachim below the level of the chotzer, the balachotzer. Now, the balachotzer is not a mazik of ezekhir. The balagag is a mazik of ezekhir. Is a mazik of ezekhir. So, mimele, the Rosh says, here we cannot say there is a joint application. As far as the case of ezekhir is concerned, upon whom is it incumbent? Only upon the balagag. That's not incumbent upon balachotzer at all. But why shouldn't we say that as far as the hezik, as the nitras of Giganet, and what is nitras of Giganet? Nitras of Giganet is mistaber, that's not an Indian of Achokas Nizot. Why nitras of Giganet? Why? Because the Ruben is considered a mazik by virtue of the fact that Shimon is chesed, he may be on Giganet. And I mean, suppose Ruben is a tzaddik like the Chofetz Chaim, so then Shimon can say to him, I'm chesed, I don't trust you, you're a Chofetz Chaim, but I don't trust you. Because of that, you are a mazik. Would it make sense? And even if he's not a Chofetz Chaim, he doesn't become a mazik just because the other person is chesed. So the whole source of interest of Gigame is not that he has to be protected against the other fellow is shrewdly and furtively trespassing upon his life with impunity. No, it's not that. But if the shochet can furtively, clandestinely trespass like a ganav and make a show that it was by mistake, he just crossed the border, so that means that the shochet does not enjoy privacy. So of what effect is that imaginary boundary line between Ruben's lots and Shimon's lots? When is it considered much as chalkei? So only when one shochet, even if he decides to be a criminal, cannot with impunity trespass upon the other person's lot. So it's an union of much as chalkei. Now, from the point of view of much as chalkei, so that can be a joint obligation of building one case. So in Mele, we can say that the Ramban is not Pelik on the Rosh. But the Ktzeis mentions the Ramban asks, why doesn't the Gemara refute the first Roshi because of this Braise that says, Shnei Chatziras Zul, Maibon Mizu, so they are both Mechuyev to build a Mechitze? So Tzeraya has a clear Shleyezik. So the Ramban says, the first Roshi in Gemara and Mobas, I could say, that here the Braise doesn't get reference to the Mechitze of the Aldamis of the Kriye, but the Mechitze of Yudvah. So we see that the halacha of Misayimiyah Mumadu Beine applies to the chitze of Nitzel Ganef too. Of course it applies. On the contrary, according to the Rosh, so the only reason as to why it applies to a chitze of Dalai Dames is because a chitze of Dalai Dames, it can be grounded not only in the concept of Achokas Nizot, but also in the concept of Machras Chalki. Because if we say a Kriya Shmeyezek, so then, as long as one shochet can visually trespass upon the other shochet's chotzer with impunity, so he doesn't have fight. So this is organically certainly a linear of Machrasalke. So since the whole aloha of Isaiah Mato is based upon the fact of Machrasalke, which represents a joint obligation, not an individual obligation, but a joint obligation, so certainly in regard to Mitzvah of Tiganet, in the case of Shtei Chatzeres, Zu Maimon Mizu, of Shtei Chatzeres, Zu Maimon Mizu, so we certainly can say that it's an Indian of Matres of Mashenkin here, in the case where the Balachotzer is the Milo of the Balagag. So the Balachotzer is Mechuyev to build the case cell, is Mechuyev to build the case cell of the Daladans. I'm sorry. The Balagad is mostly to build a case of Dalit. The Balagad. Because when can we say there is a joint obligation? When they are both mechuyev to build one kingdom. So then you can say it's a joint obligation. But you cannot say that it's a joint obligation to build, you certainly cannot say it's a joint obligation to build a mechitza of the lamas. So then you have to say, up to this point, it's not a joint obligation. From this point on, it is a joint obligation. You can't say that. So Mimele, since there is no joint obligation here to build, so in the Braise of Shnei Chatziris L'mayla Mizu, if we say Ezek Kriya Lo Shnei Ezek, so then it's the same case now that each one is Mechuyev. So it can be considered as a joint obligation. They are only Mechuyev to build the case cell that is sent for. So it's a joint obligation. But when one is Mechuyev to build Dalet Amos case cell, and one is Mechuyev to build Ten Tvachim Kesel, so then it cannot be considered as a joint obligation. So Mimele, since it's not, we cannot say that both Mechuyev jointly, like one person, to build one Kesel. One is Mechuyev to build a Kesel that is high Dalet Amos, and one only Ten Tvachim. So here, it's individual obligations. So since it's not a joint obligation, so Mimele, we cannot say, and the Yemisam and Meyam Matovah. That's the Shita Nosh. Alright. Now, Hana Bitrei, Davidaya, Chad Avidaya Eloi, Vichad Avidaya Taitoi. So there are two shrein, an upper level Shochum, and the lower level, no, I'm sorry, not an upper level, lower level. I mean one house, and a lower story occupant, and an upper story occupant. Itva Taitoi, So the ceiling, what is it for Tatoye? Rashi says, Nibbi u haksoim atachteinim boots. Now let's see the whole Rashi. Tavadai rechad nilo yuchad atoye, ki chishchol vachin, of the bayim zali, it for Tatoye, Nibbi u haksoim atachteinim boots, at shishoklo tikasal liyo, vinatach liyo, chlikon yu seiche. Elim ki seiche. So in other words, he said, the Kesel, Let's assume that on top of this ceiling there is another apartment, another house. So this caseway sagged. So the melee, the ceiling sagged. So it was uncomfortable for the occupant of the ground floor apartment to live there. He always had to bend down when he walked in his apartment. So, it was a toy. Omri ta toy liroye, tobi nivni. So the Tatoye said to the liroye, let's rebuild it. Let's renovate it. Omri, ano shafukotayo. So, the occupant of the upper apartment of the Aliyo said, I find it very comfortable. So in other words, he was willing to accommodate him. He says, I'll do it. This was the case. He wasn't insisting upon all his rights, but he was trying just to get the consent of the Baal Aliyah. So he says, Easter Anov Evening, Omale, Leslie Duchtle made up. So if you tear down the building, can you rebuild it? So it'll take a few months until it's rebuilt. I need an apartment where to live. Omale, I know even no Duchtle, I'll rent for you a beautiful apartment, I'll pay you rent. Omale, I don't want to move out. So, you find it uncomfortable, like just too bad, it's your problem. So every time you have to come into your apartment, why you bend down? He was a difficult baldovo, the Baal Aliyah. So, but it's his little right. So we did it come back. Doing what it should have matter my soul. Avon Motik Shura Matamaso, Matsomale, Limatum Yut, Mulatum Yut, Vishus in the Dio, Viloy Mishabino. So when do we say that the Baal Aliyah prevails, and he can say, it's my Aliyah, I have a right to live there every minute of the day, and I don't want to move out and to sustain a hardship. You feel uncomfortable, it's too bad, that's your problem. But you cannot force me to move out, even if you are willing to rent for me an apartment. So that's his right. But that's only if it's said, let's say, it's said, the ceiling sagged considerably, but it is still above 10 tefachim from the ground, from the floor. But suppose it sagged so much that the ceiling is only, let's say, 8 tefachim from the floor of the lower story apartment. So then the Baal HaTachten can force the Baal HaElyon to move out and to rebuild. Only because up to 10 tefachim, that's the rishus of the Baal HaTachten. So that means, if the Baal HaElyon says to Baal HaTachten, just to bed, why don't you crawl on your roof, on your body, whenever you want to come in. So the Baal HaTachten can say to the Baal HaElyon, alright, you tell me that I should crawl, but I don't give you permission to be mishtamish my rishus. So when you walk in on the upper floor, on the second floor, and you keep on walking on your floor of the upper apartment, you are in effect mishtamish my rishus. Two tefachim that you are mishtamish my rishus. You are not so good natured to me, I don't want to be good natured to you. So the melech, I don't give you permission to be mishtamish in the two tefachim of my chol. That belongs to me. So the melech, he has no prayer, he has to move out. So, then the Gemara says, "V'hanem yuled la'asr gavay adode, amlasr gavay adode, sasr ubone." Only if, let's say, when they divided, Rashi says, "Kishchol kach," not on the Bayali, they didn't make any special agreement. But if they did agree, so in other words, if they stipulated in case it sags, so then we'll tear down the building and rebuild it. So then, even though it sagged a little, so he still has to walk out and to rebuild it again, so he can be forced to rebuild it again. And suppose they stipulate that in case it sags, so then they should tear down and rebuild it. Does it mean even if it sags in Mashu? Oh, there is a Shia, there is a certain limit. So the Gemara says, V'chaz v'adol ha'kamo, Omer Rabbonon, Kamil Rabbi, Mishmi Barzu, Trepe, Rav Nachmon, Dorosh, Rav Nachmon, Keisi, Shishoninu, Rumei, Kechotzi, Oke, Kechotzi, Oke, Uchirotzi, Oke. So in other words, I'm Kabbalah of Mechaber, living in Slibayis, and the question is, what should be the height. So there, in Astam, if it wasn't stipulated, if the height was not stipulated, so in Astam, the height has to be equal to half of the length of the house plus half of the width of the house. So let's say, that's the way it was in the Heichel. So the length of the Heichel was Aboy Mamos, and the width of the Heichel was Esri Mamos. So the height was 30 Amos. Why? Because half of 40 is 20, half of 20 is 10. So 20 plus 10 is 30. So we see that this represents a symmetrical height that corresponds with a certain length and width. So here too, in other words, if it said just a little bit, and the height is still equal to half of the length plus half of the width, so you cannot force him to walk out and to tear down and to rebuild the house, the whole house, the bayis now here together. But if it said so much that the height is not equal to half of the length, half of the width, then he can force. So he doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem that Marzut Rebreid Rav Nachman was an empty person, Chas V'Sholem. But he means, Tesis Meish says, Anoshim Reiki. He means, he doesn't mean that here he referred to them as Anoshim Reiki. It means, Bukes Rike means empty things. Don't attribute to Rav Nachman empty statements. Empty statements. Hochom Rav Nachman ki didayre inish v'chamu om Ravun Ebreid Rav Yishma ki heiche didayre yisho reisadim chuzim. Beyond. In other words, that was the canon, and that was, I suppose, the biggest canon. Let's say, there are certain apartments, so you cannot even bring in, you know, a very tall piece of furniture. So in those days, apparently, those canon represented the maximum height. So in other words, and those canon sometimes had to be brought into a house. So if it is high enough that even these big canon could be brought in without bending them, so that's a sufficient height. But so it's sufficient height, so even if there was an agreement that in case it sags, in case the walls sink, so they should tear down, but if after the sagging, so it's still very sufficiently high. The ceiling is so high that you can bring in those coming, so it's all right. So you cannot force to tear down the building and to rebuild. There was a certain person that built a wall behind the windows of his neighbor. In other words, Reuben and Shimon. So Reuben built a wall right opposite the windows of Shimon's house. So Omalei come apart alive. So he said, you darken. In other words, what does it mean? So that means that he had the Shimon had the right of light. So, and Reuben, by building the wall, so he was mapil, he obstructed the light toward Shimon. Omalei, so Reuben said, Sachal lochoche, v'avit lochakav liyum mashisol. In other words, let's say, here were the windows of Shimon, and Reuben built a wall. So Memele, he obstructed the light. So Reuben said, I will construct windows higher, above the casing. So, in other words, you start digging and boring on the top of my walls of the house, so you undermine my whole house, the walls. I don't want that. So, Omalisa Sanaloch Lashisoch, Aduchte de Kave, I'll take down all the bricks, all the stones, up to the point where you had your original windows, and then I'll put new bricks, new stones, and there I'll construct the windows above my wall. So he was asking him, you know, that he should let him build a wall and he'll accommodate him, he'll construct windows on top. So So Shimon said, "Ashise mitatoy atiki, umiliu chadite loykai." In other words, you'll tear down part of the kesel. So the lower portion of the kesel will have the old stones. Now you'll put up new bricks, new stones. They don't unite together well, so it's not good for the kesel. So omalei ashise mitatoy atiki umiliu chadite loykai. Omalei. So Rubin said, "Sason lachad laare." I'll tear down the whole kesel up to the ground, and I'll build a new kesel. So it's better, it'll be better for you. Ubrinloch, vabidloch, kavi b'gavo, omolei, chode ashise, chode b'kule beise, atikaloikam. So in other words, you'll just tear down this wall, and the other walls will remain. So then, three old walls, one new wall, they don't unite together. So they don't match together. Well, omolei, Satan Chokhule Beis, Ibaniloch, I'll tear down the whole building, and I'll rebuild the beautiful building, it will be for your advantage. So, Omalei, Leslo Duchtu Meidabo, so then, where will I live? In the meantime, it'll take a few months. Omalei, Agirloch Duchte, I'll rent for you an apartment for the few months. Omalei, Litarach, in other words, Omar Afchome Bidin Komak, Hainach, so it's the same thing. In other words, that the person can insist upon his rights. And if it involves any slight discomfort, so he cannot be forced to forego on his discomfort. Even though for the other fellow, it means so much more. So it's the same aloche that Gemara said before. So Gemara says, Hokamash Madam, come to Mishtamish Bey. Elotibne ube tzivibau. It's tzivibau. Alright. Now, there is nothing important in this Rashi, but I don't want to continue. But I'll tell you, for Thursday, you don't have to go farther in the Gemara, the Mishnah of Ketnei Sedikis, but you should go over in order to understand this whole Gemara well. You should go over. First of all, you have to go over the Ramban on this Gemara. The whole Ramban on this, and the whole Sugi. The Ramban on the whole Sugi up to the Mishnah. And then, in Abayis Valio, the Kuf Tezayin Omud Beis, the starting from the Mishnah Abayis Valio, Nifriso Alio, Vibal Abayis Ritzel Isake, the Abayis Ritzel Isake, up to the end of Kuf Omdalef and Kuf Yudzai, including the Mishnah, including this Mishnah. And then, just the Mishnah and Kuf Yudzai on the base, the Chayim Beis Abad, just up to the first portion of the Mishnah, the Chayim Beis Abad, Shubon Bissel, up to Hakesel Veilon, And then, you should go over the whole Rosh on this Gemara. Paragraph Chof in the Chof and Chofale in the Rosh, and then in the Tur Shulchan Aruch Hishmishpet Vilches Nisgishchein Kuf Nun Dalet, just the last part that I suppose is the same arrangement. That the last line on Kuf Zayin Omud Aleph, the last line up to the end of Kuf Zayin Omud Beis, because I'm on base, and that, and then Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Chob Zayin, and Sif Chob Ches, and Sif Chob Ches, and then Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel, Sif Gimel, with the Sma. Simen Kufayin Gimel, Sif Gimel with the Sma.
Baba Basra, Tezayin Kislev, Heitav Shin Mem, December 6, 1979, on Thursday.
So that's probably the shite of the Ramban. That the Ramban says. So in other words, so we have three shites. One shite is, one washing the Ramban is, that the LDA has his mechuyev to supply the expenses until the house is built to the height of 10 tvachim. Not to the height of 50 tvachim, even though the originally, so the ceiling was 50 tvachim from the floor. But the Elyon is only mechuyev to supply the expenses up to the point that the house, that the bais is built to the level of 10 tvachim. The second wash is that the Elyon doesn't have to pay a thing. The Elyon doesn't have to pay a thing. After all, he's happy with the present setup. I mean, he's happy with the present setup. But the Tachtein is the one who gives him the trouble. So Mele Delian can say to the Tachtein, I'm happy the way it is. You are very selfish and you insist upon your private rights, your private ownership rights, and you say, I have no right to come into the Aliyah because when I come into the Aliyah, I'll be occupying two tvachim of your space. That's what you talk and tell me. Fine, alright, so what can I do? So the mele, I have to leave the house, but I'm not going to spend a penny. You want me to leave the house? Fine, I'll leave the house. But you will have to pay all the expenses. That's the second motion. And the third motion says, and that's the Ramban's own shite, and that's also the shite of the Rashbo. He says that they both have to build. So what do you mean they both have to build? In other words, the tachtei, the way it was original, after all, the ashutvi, in the bais and the aliyah. So the bais belongs to the tachtei, and the aliyah belongs to the aliyah. Suppose the whole building collapsed. So how would they would have to share the expenses? In other words, the bala bais would have to supply the expenses involved in building the bais up to the original level, and then the Balaliyah. Here, it didn't collapse, but he has a right to force him to tear down and to rebuild it. So Memele, it's considered in the same way. It's considered in the same way as if it had collapsed. So that fishes. Alright, each Loshin makes very good sense. But the question is, what is the machlokes? I mean, every Loshin makes good sense. Every Loshin makes good sense. But the shaila is, what is the machlokes? Now, apparently the first Loshin that says, Ike mandoma, hoyu b'chein, alo elyein lister v'neison v'shaloi, ad l'maylo ma'asoro, that the first Loshin holds that the tachtein is not mechuyev to pay any expense. Because he says, hoyu b'chein, alo elyein lister v'neison v'shaloi, ad l'maylo ma'asoro. So suppose the Tachman says, well, I don't want, I mean, the Elyim will say, I don't want to supply the expenses. So that, what will be there? He says, Hoy Bechei, Alo Elyim Lister with Neisa Mishalot. That means, and the Elyim cannot force the Tachman to pay for the expenses of the bais, of the tach. Why not? So obviously it seems that the first Loshon holds that the LDA, that the tachtein is not mechuyev to supply a foundation for them. He's not mechuyev to supply a foundation for them. Now, I ask you to go over the whole Gemara there, in Abayis Valiyot. The second Mishneh, Habayis Valiyo, Nichmiso Aliyo, and then the third Mishneh, Habayis Valiyo, Shal Shnayim, Shenoflu, Omar Bala Aliyo, Bala Bayis Livnes, Vuein Reitze Livnes, Hari Bala Aliyo, Beines Habayis Vido, Pisecho, Achivitno Yesitzies. So the Gemara in Bogokame says that Bayis Le Aliyo Mishtapet. Bayis Le Aliyo Mishtapet. That's how the Gemara in Bava Kamma says, in the Sukkiyah of Zeder and Zofas. So what Aloha is mentioned? That if let's say, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven, they own Bishutves, a two-story building. And Reuven is the occupant of the bais, and Shimon is the occupant of the Aliyah, and then it collapsed. So the Bala Aliyah says to Bala bais, let's rebuild it. So Bala bais says, I don't care. I have work to do. I don't need this. So then, the Bala Aliyah, being as a bais, in other words, he spends all the money and he builds a bais. But the upper story, the second floor, he didn't build. And then he lives there. He has to have somewhere to live. So he can live there until the Bala bais will reimburse him for the expenses involved in building the first floor. The moment he's reimbursed for all the expenses he spent in building the first floor, then he must move out of the house, and then he can start building the second floor. But the question is, can the Bala Aliyah force the Bala bais? So all that the Mishnah says here is that if the Bala Aliyah took the initiative, and he spent all the money in rebuilding the bais, he has his house to live in the bais until the Bala bais reimburses him for the expenses. But does the Bala Leo have his house to go to Besdin and force the Bala bais to share in the expenses of rebuilding, or that not? Only if he took the initiative and he himself with his own money. So he rebuilt the bais. So then, he has his chus to live there until the Bala bais reimburses him for his expenses. But to force him to participate, that Besdin should be able to chosov of the Bala bais and collect enough money that is necessary for the Bala bais to give in order that they, Bishutve, should rebuild the two-story building, that not, or maybe, The Balalio has his schus at the very outset to come to Bezdin and force the Balabais to share with the Balalio in the expenses involved in rebuilding the whole building. So there is a machlekes shame on that point. Now, the Rambam passes this Mishneh in Perek Dalet Mecheshreinim, Halacha Gimel. Omar Balalio Balabais, Livnes, Kedishi Livne Aliyose Al Gabo, Vihu Ein Reitze, Haribalo Aliyo Beines Abais Kishon, Vieshe Vido Visechei, Ada Shayitin Kol Yitze Yisom, Vahakach Yitze, Vivne Aliyose Im Reitze. He doesn't want to run, that's his business. So, but he can live in the Bais until the Balabais reimburses the Balalio for the expenses involved in building the Bais. So, posa kitane kam, the Mark Mishnah says, v'yikshah Rajboza, the Rajbo in Bometzi, lomo lo yokei Balalio es Balabais uvnesi. Why does he have to work so hard, I mean to spend his own money, and then to live downstairs, when he has a simpler method to be cave? Because how? Shebirushalme miduo kishoholachli balabais um desayam. Veinbezn yedun nechosp. So the Rashi himself says that Yerushalme applies the mission to a case where the balabais went away with desayam. Some maybe cannot force it. Some melee, and he has to have a place where to live. So he decided, the Balalio decided to build by himself the Bais, and then he started to occupy the Bais. So and after that, when the Balabais came back from overseas, see, so he tells the Balabais, I'm not going to let you in until you reimburse. But if the Balabais is available, so then he can be forced to participate in the building of the Bais Ve'aliyah together. Vizeh Nireshit, because of Ramban, Zal, Kein, Vizeh Nireshit, Ramban also said the same thing. Vizeh Nireshit Azam Chaber, She Nefshal Ichvese Kefnes, which is the first appearance of Mishneh Seinu, Oy Mishi Nefshal Ichvese, Oy Kishin Balaliyo Reitzel Ichvese. Ve'arashkoz Ha'okosav, Shalom Nishtabdu Ba'alaliyo, Nichzi Balabais, אלו גוף הבייס נשתה בו, אולי לא מכי פייסי, אלו שבין הבייס ודו בשיח. אלו שבין הבייס ודו בשיח. So there is a מחלקס between the Ramban and the Rashbo. So the Ramban, even though the Rashbo himself mentions the Yerushalme, that says what the Ramban says, but the Rashbo in Bobimtsiye holds that since our Gemara doesn't say it, so our Gemara is חלק על Yerushalme. Our Gemara is חלק על Yerushalme. Whatever the reasons. So, and the Ramban says that our Gemara is not Chilik on the Yerushalm, even though our Gemara doesn't point it out. Anyway, so we have a machlikes between the Ramban in Bo Mitzieh and the Rashbo in Bo Mitzieh. The Ramban in Bo Mitzieh says that the Balalio has his chus to force the Balabais to participate in the rebuilding of the Bais. So it's a shibut. He's mishubet. In other words, and suppose the Balabai says, no, I don't want. So then Bezdin is here to say, Nechosov, and collects, let's say, in order to rebuild the Bais and the Aliyah together, so we need, let's say, $1,000. And the expenses involved in building the lower floor is $500. So then, if the Balabai refuses to participate, Bezdin is here to say, Nechosov, and collects $500. And then gives it to the Balalio, he should be able to use it in rebuilding the Bais and the Aliyah together, according to Ramban. According to Rashbo, our Gemara holds no. We can't. Now, so what does it mean? That according to the Ramban, there is a Shibud Aguf. There is a Shibud Aguf that a Balabais is Mechuyev to supply sins they bought together. A two-story building, so the Mele, the Balabais, is Mishube to the Balalio to supply a foundation for Baali Yosali. Is it Shimlagu? According to the Rashbo, there is no Shimlagu. That the Balabais is Mishuvet to Baalio to supply the Bais is a foundation for his Ali that he wants to have. But it is, but a certain source he has, that the Mishnah says, that if he built himself, so then he has a right to occupy the Bais until the Balabais reimburses. That's also his source. He should be a gazlan. After all, it's not his bias. He's the owner of the aliyah. Now he rebuilds the bias. And the Bala bias doesn't want him to live there. So what right does he have to live there? He should be a gazlan. The answer is, even according to the Rashbo, according to the Rashbo, so there is no Shibut Aguf that is due from the Baal Abayis to the Baal Aliyah. But there is a Shibut and the Bais of the Baal Abayis, so he has his chus to use it as a foundation for his Aliyah. And now, he cannot be expected to spend money on a two-story building when he only owns the upper story building, the upper story apartment. So Mimele, he has a Shibut. So the Baal Aliyah, even according to the Rashi, has a shibud and the bias to use that bias as a foundation for his Aliyah. So until without sustaining an extra loss, so Mimele, he can live there until he reimburses him. Because if he doesn't live there, so that means, and he has to have an apartment in which to live, so that means that he'll have to spend extra money. So even the Rashbam is made that the Baal Aliyah has a shibud on the bias. That the bias is mishuga to the Baal Aliyah as a foundation for his Aliyah. As a foundation for his Aliyah. But according to Ramban, the schus is more than that. There is a shibud on Guf too. We have to say that, I mean, what does it, in what is it grounded? We see from this Mishnah, we see that the Baal Aliyah has certain schusim. As the Gemara in Baba Kama says, the Bais La Aliyah Mishnah. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says that. That the Bais is La Aliyah Mishnah. The Bais La Aliyah Mishnah. Actually, the Gemara discusses the question, why doesn't the Baal Ha'aliyah, the dog, why doesn't the Baal Habais why doesn't the Baal Habais have a right to tell the Baal Aliyah, you are living in my house, you have to pay me rent. Alright, you have to have a house in which to live. You can't rent. You can't get another apartment. Alright, so you have a schus to live in this house. But pay me the rent. It's my house. So the Gemara wanted to say at first, in Baba Kama, in the Sukkah of Zenon Chosaya, because Zenon Chosaya is potter. And that's the reason as to why he does not have to pay rent. That's the reason as to why he does not have to pay rent. So the Gemara says, no. The maskot of the Gemara is that actually it is zenen v'zechosel, because ashechorus et ashayse. Because when somebody lives in an apartment, so he blackens the walls, there is wear and tear. I mean, there is damage that results from living in from occupying an apartment. So it's zenen v'zechosel. So he certainly should have to pay rent. So the Baal Aliyah should pay rent. The Balabais. But why doesn't he have to pay rent? He just can continue living there until the Baal Habais reimburses the Baal Aliyah, because Bais La Aliyah Mishtabe. So the Gemara said in so many words that Bais La Aliyah Mishtabe. What kind of ischus is it? So it's difficult to say that this is implicitly the part and parcel of the agreement when the Bais, when the when the Balabais and Balalio bought a two-story building together, so then they implicitly agreed that the Bais should be the Shiva. Suppose they didn't buy it, the Yashivet. And so then you can also say the Yashivet. So when they agreed that Reuven should take the Bais and Shimon the Aliyah, so there was an implicit agreement. Suppose they were Ktanim at the time when the division took place. I mean, so this din would still apply. So it's Yischus Shechem. Like there are many Yischus Shechem. So this is also Yischus Shechem. So according to the Rashbo, the Yischus Shechem is only that the Baal Aliyah. That the Baal Aliyah has a shibut on the Bais, to use the Bais as a foundation for his Aliyah. But not that there is a shibut aguf. And according to Rambam, so mitzat Shechemi, he is mishubet. There is a shibut aguf incumbent upon the Baal Bais to participate in the rebuilding of the two-story building. That was it. So even according to Rashbo, there is a certain shibut. As the Gemara says, the Bais la'aliyah mishtar. Now, the first washing in the Rambam, here, the house didn't collapse. So if he didn't set below 10 tefachim height, so then the la'aliyah has a right to say, I live very comfortably on the second floor. You don't live comfortably, too bad, that's all. He cannot force it. He cannot force the Baal Aliyah to move out and to tear it down and to rebuild it. But if it's set below 10 tefachim level, so then the Baal Bais can say to Baal Aliyah, I forbid you from stepping in my wishes. So only if you can fly above the first tefachim. But that you could not do in the Aliyah, you have to walk on there. On your floor, my ceiling, and the first tefachim height in your Aliyah is my rishus. I forbid you to trespass in my rishus. So in the melee, the Baal Aliyah has no prayer, he has no alternative. What could he do? He cannot trespass without the rishus of the Baal Atachtei. So he cannot trespass. I mean, he cannot live there in the rishus of Alatach. So he says, Ikeman Romar, Hoyu Vechei, Alo Elie, Listei of the Mibnei Sov Yishalom. Apparently, the first portion of the Ramban does not agree with the Shita of the Ramban in Bon Mitzieh. The Shita of the Ramban in Bon Mitzieh is that when the Bais Valley collapses, So then the Baal Bais is mishubet person to participate in the rebuilding. Now here it should have the same thing as if it collapsed. It didn't collapse. But after all, the Baal Aliyah doesn't want to collapse it, to tear it down. It's the Baal Bais who wants to collapse it. So Memele, and he has a right. Because he can tell the Baal Aliyah, you have no right to live there. So the melee, it should be considered as if it collapsed, even though it did collapse. So according to the Ramban Shitin Bon Metzir, that where it collapsed, so the Baal Atachtei can be forced to supply part of the expenses, so the expenses involved in rebuilding the Bais, so the Mele, so the Tachtei should be mechuyev to supply the expenses that is involved in rebuilding the Bais. So here, but he says, the first Moshe says, Oyu mechein ala evi, and he's still with me, so Mishalei, Adlin Maivam Asol. So apparently, the first Moshe holds, does not agree with the Shita of the Ramban in Bon Metzir. And the first Lashon holds that the Elyein is has the burden of spending all the money in rebuilding it up to the height of a sof. Why should the Aliyah be mechuyev to do that? There is a machleket between the Ramban and the Rashbam and Bavli Tzie as to whether the tachtei is mechuyev to pay the expenses involved in building the lower floor. But why should the Aliyah? Why should the Aliyah be? No one will say that the Aliyah is mechuyev to pay the expenses involved in building the tachtei. It's not his. The tachtei should be mechuyev. Excuse me. Is that the tachtei should be mechuyev to supply the expenses involved in building the bayis? That we can understand because bayis la'aliyah mishtabet, as the Gemara says. So the Rashbam of Mitzia holds it doesn't mean that there is a shibutah. There is only a shibutah the bayis, but there is no personal obligation incumbent upon the balabayis to supply the bayis as a foundation for the aliyah. But and the Ramban is that there is a personal obligation incumbent upon the balabais to supply the bais, to provide the bais as a foundation for the aliyah. But that the aliyah should be mechuyev to build the bais. That's mandechar shmei. I mean, no one said that. So why does the aliyah? Why does the first lashon in the Rashba say, "Hoyu v'chein"? But Eliyim is the reason.